Hi, my name is Andrew, one of the senior animal care specialists here at Odyssey Aquarium. What you're looking into is the deep ocean, and incidentally, the second largest exhibit here at the aquarium, holding just over 200,000 gallons of seawater. The deep ocean is where most elasmobranch species can be found. Elasmobranchs categorize cartilaginous fishes, such as sharks, rays, and their cousins. During all my time in this industry, one of the most common questions I get is, do sharks really have to continuously swim in order to breathe? And this is actually true for many of the large, well-known species of sharks, such as the mighty great white shark, but also the lesser-known black-nosed shark, with its gray coloration and sharply pointed snout, alongside the lean, black-tipped reef shark, which sports dark spots on the edges of its fins, for which it gets its name. All these sharks are known as obligate ram ventilators. Now this means that they do have to constantly keep moving in order for water to pass over their gills and for gas exchange to occur. However, this is not the case with all species. On the other hand, non-obligate ram ventilators do not need to swim in order to respire or breathe, and can often be seen resting on the ocean floor. Take a look, do you see any of our animals resting on the sandy bottom? One example would be a zebra shark. These sharks can be identified by a neutral tan coloration, black spots all over their body, a short, rounded snout, and a very long tail. Leopard sharks, my personal favorites, are usually a little darker in color and a bit smaller in size. Their tails are much more proportional to their body, their noses are a little sharper, and they sport dark saddle patches along their backs. Many species of stingray, cousins to the sharks, fall under this category as well. The mangrove whiptail ray is a benthic species of stingray, meaning that it spends most of its time resting on the seafloor. Some of these animals will even have extra holes in their head, often mistaken for ears, that help draw in water to breathe. These holes are called spiracles. Can you find any of our rays or sharks that have these spiracles? Wait for them to get close, and look carefully.